Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 23, 2021. Why do we strive to unite involuntarily? Question: to the extent that the people of Israel strive for connection, they will inevitably serve as an example to the people of the world and will force them to strive for it too. If everyone strives to unite involuntarily, then why is it necessary at all? Answer: involuntarily because we are originally created as egoists. We, as a proper sensor, should consist of two opposite parts. And then between these opposite qualities we will begin to capture some phenomenon. For example, there must be a contrast between darkness and light, according to which we can feel something. So is our egoism. If it is properly attuned for us, feeling the opposite altruistic quality to it, then between them we can determine where we are. Therefore, we just need to develop altruistic qualities in ourselves and, in accordance with our egoism, use both qualities in order to correctly navigate the spiritual space. From Cab TV's Ask a Kabbalist, March 20, 2019. The only way to get closer. Question: how does intercultural ideology help the personal spiritual development of each individual? Answer: it helps us to rise above all differences. I held classes with students in Los Angeles and wondered how they communicate with each other. One of them is black, the other one is yellow, the third one is white, this one is wrapped in a Muslim headscarf, and that one walks with the Star of David. They answered my questions by saying, "You know, we do not notice this. Today, this may no longer be the case." But, in those years, they said, "We have become so accustomed to each other and we communicate so closely with each other that all those external attributes do not bother us." Comment: one of the advantages of that kind of society is that immigrants are a source of knowledge and a qualified labor force. They bring new tastes, styles, music, culture, as well as the opportunity to learn different languages and religions. But all of these cultural and scientific interests within different nations disappear as soon as conflict arises. What interferes with them? It seems that there has been an upbringing in which billions are invested and, nevertheless, we can see what is happening now, for example, in America. My response: this upbringing is wrong. Nothing will help. The mistake is that they have not been taught how to get close to each other in the right way. Everyone is given freedom in all respects, and they believe that they have found the right way to get closer to each other this way. This is wrong. Nature only has one way of getting closer, which is for a person to rise above his nature and prefer to be in connection with his neighbor, above his egoism. This should be taught. This should be introduced gradually. Without changing human nature, it is impossible to solve anything. We are approaching this eventuality today. We must understand human nature, otherwise we will not survive. From Cab TV's Communication Skills, October 16, 2020. Means for attaining the Creator. Question: can a Kabbalist raise himself above both the sensation of suffering and the sensation of pleasure? Answer: yes, this is the middle line, when he doesn't depend on either one. We need to yearn for that. Question: and what happens? Am I enjoying or am I suffering? Answer: for me, both pleasure and suffering are means for attaining adhesion with the Creator. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, November 18, 2018. We do not disappear. Question: I do not exist, there is only the Creator. On the other hand, do I exist only when I am different from Him or when I merge with Him? So, do I exist or not? Answer: we exist. There is no doubt about that. But in what way can we connect with the Creator? To do this, we must create a special organ of sensations in us, that we'll be able to feel something outside of us. The Creator is outside of us, we do not feel Him now. That is why I have to understand how to exit myself. That is, exit the egoistic quality in which I am now into the opposite, altruistic quality, which I develop inside me. If I possess those two qualities, I will be able to feel the Creator in me and become similar to Him without vanishing anywhere or disappearing. That is, I am an integral and eternal element of creation, we do not disappear anywhere. From CAB TV's Ask a Kabbalist, March 20, 2019.